The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
You know, I try to do a respectable show, and then Todd comes on and wrecks it for everybody.
Throws a wrench into it.
All right. Well, look, in a couple of seconds, we're going to be talking to Max McLean.
Yes.
About some theater opportunities all across the country. Really cool stuff. He's a friend. He's been on the program before, but kind of amazing. Wherever you are, if the United States of America, there's stuff for you. He's doing this stuff all over the country. Adaptation of Paradise Lost, which tomorrow night is the premiere.
Yes.
And I am planning to go to that, and I'm excited. It's right here in New York tomorrow night.
That's, yes.
So tomorrow's Wednesday.
I'm hoping to go with you, but we'll see.
Wednesday, so yeah. I want to tell the duck hunting, to finish the duck hunting story that from hour one. And by the way, hour one, if you missed John Zmirak in hour one today, Oh, my goodness. He is a treasure, and I hope that you will tune in, particularly if you have Catholic faith or Catholic friends. We need to understand what's happening in the Vatican. It's very, very dark. But anyway, in a couple of minutes, we're talking to Max McLean. Before that, two quick things. The number one is the duck hunting story, which I want to tell. But before I say that, I want to remind you that we're re-upping with CSI. So
yes,
if you haven't given, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please give if you haven't already given. We're doing a whole thing. Anybody who gives anything is entered to win five grand prizes, and then there's all kinds of other stuff. And I should mention, you know, we haven't mentioned in a while, a lot of people would prefer to listen to the program. They say, I listen to your podcast, but I don't like the commercials. Because some people listen kind of as a podcast. And I say, hey, that's easily solved. You go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. It says Metaxas Super. You can pay something, very little, and you get commercial-free programming. It's very simple. And even simpler, if you give $100 to CSI, that's all tax-deductible. And it's going to an extraordinarily important organization doing God's work, freeing real slaves right now. We will give you a free subscription, annual subscription to Metaxas Super. So you talk about two birds with one stone. That's about five birds with one stone.
Right.
But before we...
A donation of $100, just
that's
so you know.
A donation of $100, right. Now, before we go to talk to Max McLean about Theta. I got to finish the duck hunting story. So my daughter and I are down there, okay? Honestly, like getting up at 3:30 a.m., not easy, I'll be honest with you. But we did it. And we get out there, and you're in this duck blind, and it's still dark. And you've been traveling forever. I mean, it's a long drive. Brother Al picked us up and drove us way, way, way out to this place. And then you get in these vehicles, then you go out, and then you get in these boats, and you go out and stuff. And, you know, you got all these rifles and all these decoys. And Uncle Cy was with us. I was hoping Uncle Cy would come along. Anybody who knows Duck Dynasty knows, man, he's such a character. But to get to hunt with the duck commander, Phil Robertson, you know, this guy's been doing this for just a little while. And so, anyway, we get to this blind, and the whole thing, it's like going back in time to another universe, absolutely like another universe. And, you know, you sit there, and there's this open water, and you're trying to track the ducks to fly over the open water. It's a whole thing. But we got two wood ducks who are sort of small, and then we got a mallard. And the mallard, which is the bigger, when I saw this black lab go after, they said, we have never had a retriever this good. He will go out into the swamp and track down that bird, whether the bird is dead or wounded or, you know, not even that wounded, but it can't fly and, you know, it's the most unbelievable thing.
And there are alligators in the swamp. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny when my daughter asked, we were in the boat out there, and she said, are there alligators out there? And they said, oh, yeah. Like, it wasn't like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, yeah. And there's also cottonmouths, which are, you know, they're like copperheads, except the water version. Cottonmouths are poisonous snakes, you know, that are water snakes. So they swim around the water and stuff. So anyway, the point is that this dog, man, he would go up to a quarter of a mile, and you wonder, what happened to Blue? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? And eventually, he comes back with a duck in his mouth. I mean, it's the most unbelievable thing.
Wow.
And then we got, what is it called? A gray bug? I can never, it starts with a G, but we got a fourth duck. And, you know, they were all disappointed. I was like, hey, this is four ducks more than I've ever gotten. It was just amazing. It's amazing to shoot the gun and, you know, to wonder if one of your pellets caught when the ducks fly over, you know, what they call your lane. In other words, you're not supposed to be swinging it too wildly, right?
Okay.
You know, you're kind of, but it was just an extremely wonderful experience. And when we got back with the four ducks, I wanted to see, and I wanted my daughter to see Phil Robertson, the commander, you know, dress out the duck, you know, which so I even put this on video where he plucks the duck, okay? You know, and you're thinking like, hey, I've eaten duck.
Right.
But you never think about what does it take to get from that bird that was just flying to that's now dead to being the kind of thing you eat. So he did the whole thing in front of us, and I videotaped the plucking, which it's kind of an amazing thing. And he's plucking it like he's plucked thousands and thousands of ducks. But I thought, it's interesting to see this. And then, like it's nothing, he takes a pair of shears, you know, cuts off the legs, cuts off the wings, and then cuts off the head. And then he reaches in, rips out the gizzards, and sure enough, it's just like something you'd see, you know, in a butcher shop or in a grocery store, just sitting there, just like a perfectly ready to go
duck. I'm sitting here as a city boy, cringing at all.
You know, I'll tell
this.
You what though.
Yeah.
When you're there, somehow it was like it felt perfectly natural. Now here's the really funny thing. The night before, I said I want to take Anna Rose. Anna Rose is kind of a foodie. You know, she's like a Manhattan girl, and I mean, she's just a great kid in every way. But she's she loves food, and I said, hey, let's go. You know, there's actually a kind of a fancy restaurant in Monroe, and we went. I won't say the name, but it rhymes with Parrish. And we went there, and Anna Rose made this big thing about, you know, Dad, like, I'm really good at ordering. Like, I'm known to be good at ordering. And she is.
Okay.
And she goes, and let's just face it, you're known not to be good at ordering, you know, because she knows that I dither and dither and dither. And then whatever I pick, whenever it shows up, I'm like, oh, no, I wish I got what you got. My brother always says that, too. Like, there's certain people to watch.
Yeah.
He's like, when you're ordering, he's like, you got to watch so-and-so. Whatever he orders, get it, because he knows how to order. So I said, Anna Rose, okay, you know, just go ahead. Okay, no kidding, right? So we just said, you know, we're not that hungry, so we're gonna get some what they call them duck. It was a duck appetizer, delicious, amazing, wrapped with bacon, whatever. And then we'll get like some fried oysters, you know, Louisiana. Whatever. And then she said, and let's just split an entree. So she says, let's get the salmon. To go, oh no, no, no. She goes, let's get the mahi, Louisiana mahi-mahi. That looks good. Served with some crab meat. Okay, so they split it for us because a fancy restaurant. They split these two beautiful bowls, and there was some carrot puree. It kind of, you know, this beautiful orange, you know, like the puree that they, okay.
Yeah.
As soon as they set these things down in front of us, it was like, uh-oh, what just happened? It was like a powerful B.O. stench. There's no other word for it. It was like they reached in the cabinet for B.O. spice and then put it. And so we smelled the fish. Nope. We smelled the crab. Nope. The carrot puree, they put in some kind of curry B.O. stank. It was like it was like somebody's eaten a lot of curry and has not washed in a couple of weeks. So the two of us, we choked down the fish, choked down the crab, got the check quickly, and went to the Dairy Queen to wash it out of our mouths. But it was kind of a fun experience that we will never forget.
All right.
It was a really big deal chef. I think he reached for the wrong spice, but it was like unmistakable. We'll be right back to not talk about B.O. with Max McLean.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly.
You know, it's been about 40 years and I still can't make head or tail of those lyrics, folks. If you can, please write to us here in the studio. Listen, I get to talk to friends often on this program. Today I get to talk to my friend Max McLean, who is, Max, how do I even describe you? You are an actor, a producer, a director. You create theater. Is that about sum you up?
That's right. We have a theatrical production company in New York that produces theater from a Christian worldview meant to engage a diverse audience.
You memorized that.
I did. I've fellowship, said it so often.
I know. It's Fellowship for Performing Arts. We should start there. Yeah. What is the website? Fellowship?
FPATheater.com.
FPTheater.com. I have seen so many of your productions, and I wanted to have you on today, particularly today, because tomorrow in New York City, you've got stuff all over the country, but tomorrow in New York City, you are kicking off a brand new production.
That's right.
Tell us about this production.
Well, it's a modern retelling of John Milton's Paradise Lost. We took this 10,000-line epic poem written in 1667, one of the greatest masterpieces in English literature, and we've got this great artistic team of Tony-nominated designers, actors, Broadway vets, and we have retold it into a accessible 100-minute play that is really meant to tell this great story in 100 minutes.
You boiled Paradise Lost down to 100 minutes?
Uh-huh.
That sounds scandalous to me. As an English major and a writer, I am scandalized. In all seriousness, when I heard you were doing this, I thought, wow, Paradise Lost, for those of us who read it, it is such a big story. When I say big, I mean it's happening on a cosmic scale in heaven and hell and, you know, the Garden of Eden or whatever. So to adapt that, who did you find? What genius did you find to adapt Milton's masterpiece into 100 minutes on the stage?
Well, the story, it came to me. When we did Martin Luther on Trial, the director, Michael Parva, who also was directed Irina's Vow on Broadway, he was working with Tom Dulack, who is a professor of English at the University of Connecticut. And he's been a playwright he had a show on Broadway, Breaking Legs, a couple of others, Kennedy Center award-winning playwright. He and Michael had been working on Paradise Lost for a long time, and they brought it to me, and I said, well, let's have a, we read it, and then I said, I like where you are with it, but if you're going to do it for our audience, we have to make sure we're telling Milton's story. So we worked on it for the past year, and we got it to the place where we thought this is ready for a production.
I just love it because there's so many people that, you know, there are certain things in the culture that we've all heard of. Mm-hmm. We've all heard of Paradise Lost, even if we're not quite sure what it was or what it was. We've heard of Paradise Lost. We've heard of Dante's Inferno. We've heard of these great things. But to be able to go to a theater and see an actually entertaining retelling of it. That's not something I thought I'd live to see.
Well, it needs to happen. It's such a critical story. The play begins in hell with Lucifer and Beelzebub. They've been banished from heaven. They've been assigned to hell. They're furious. They want to exact revenge. And they have this notion of this new world. Because what's interesting to me is that it wasn't just Lucifer and Beelzebub and Belial and Moloch. It was 400 million angels rebelled.
400 million?
Angels rebelled. A third of the angels rebelled. That's actually...
Now, I've actually never heard that number. I'm surprised that... Did Milton give us that number?
That was Milton's number.
You know what I love? The fact that if you lived in the mid-17th century, you could have a certain level of certainty about this stuff. Like, today we'd be like, what? I don't know. But he was like, we figured it out. So we have, theoretically, 12 million angels.
1,200 billion, I guess.
What?
Billions of angels.
Wait, so how many fell?
400 million. A third of the angels.
Did
and
you
Milton,
say 400 million?
400 million angels.
Okay,
fell.
So we had 1,200 million angels. Somehow Milton figured this out. And I'm not disagreeing. I just find it funny that someone figured it out. I'd never heard this number before. Mm-hmm. But in any event, that means, unfortunately, we have 400 million demons. But... this happens. I mean, what's beautiful to me about Milton's ability to see about his perspective. In other words, he's talking about the moment the earth is created and Adam and Eve are created, and then Satan wanting to destroy what God created. I mean, you want to talk about drama. Mm-hmm. This is drama. But I still think it's an amazing thing that you've put this on the stage. So if people want to see this, they can only see it right now in New York.
Right. It's running from January 15th.
Mañana.
Till the end of February.
I have February 23rd. Okay.
Right. It may extend, but if it extends, it'll extend just a week or so.
So if you're coming to New York and you missed this, you missed it. January 15th to February 23rd, Paradise Lost, right here in New York City, 42nd Street. Before we come back to that, I just want to remind people, if that's my wife, I'm not here. I just want to remind people that you've got stuff now that you've produced all over the country. This is a beautiful realization of a vision that you've shared for years. I mean, I've known you through Redeemer for years. You've got to be pleased to see this happening all across America.
I'm pretty amazed. I'm really quite amazed. I didn't think it could happen. I mean, what we did, we tried to select material that we think articulates the Christian worldview in an imaginative way. We apply the largest budgets that are the best creative outlets that our budgets will allow, and then we ask people to help us do it. And that's what Fellowship for Performing Arts is. It's a fellowship of people that believe art and theater from a Christian worldview can engage the imagination and influence culture.
And by the way, I want to make sure people understand, when we say from a Christian worldview, doesn't mean that this is Christian theater. This is theater. You can bring anyone to these plays, and I've seen enough of them to say that's what I delight in about what you do, is that even though it has a Christian angle, anybody can come to hear about C.S. Lewis or to hear about Martin Luther or to see one of these productions. Just before we go to our break, I want to make sure people understand how much stuff you have happening in the next couple of months here. You have, so Paradise Lost is opening tomorrow in New York City, and it's going to go to February 23rd. But you have the Screwtape Letters opening in Tampa. You've got The Great Divorce opening in Charlotte, and this is all between now and April. In Fort Lauderdale, The Screwtape Letters. In Washington, D.C., The Great Divorce. That's at January 30th to February 9th. In Santa Barbara, The Most Reluctant Convert. That, of course, is you.
C.S. Lewis's version.
And is that you playing Lewis?
Right.
Man, I love watching you do Lewis. I've seen it so many times. That's going to Palm Springs. We've got The Screwtape Letters in Birmingham, Alabama. Pittsburgh. Hey, Albin, they're coming to Pittsburgh. The Great Divorce coming to Pittsburgh. And then you've got St. Louis, Dallas, Houston, Northwestern University, Colorado Springs, University of Michigan, Tulsa, Rutgers University, Kansas City. This is unbelievable. I love it. Now, I have to ask you, when we're talking about the Screwtape Letters and The Great Divorce, these are some of the greatest books ever written by C.S. Lewis. To adapt them for the theater, to me as a writer, I see that as really daunting. It's amazing to me that you did that. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, Screwtape Letters was a little bit easier than The Great Divorce, because in Screwtape you have a pretty simple predator-prey story. Screwtape's the predator, the patient, that's Lewis's word for someone that needs corrupting.
Right.
And so the question the play asks is, will the predator get its prey?
Yeah.
So that was pretty simple. The Great Divorce was more challenging, but I think the way we made that one work is we employed some really dazzling stagecraft to tell that story, to give the vividness, the expansiveness of being in a cramped gray town and then going to this bus trip, going to the outskirts of heaven and arriving there. And of course, the conflict there is those who are, will they want to stay? You know, Lewis's point is the doors of hell are locked from the inside. All that are in hell choose it. Without that self-choice, it can be no hell. And so we're seeing this tension that they're offered paradise and they'd rather stay in hell.
Pretty creepy. It sounds like he may disagree with some of the Calvinists like Tim Keller. But we're not going to get into that right now. We're not here to divide. We're here to unite. We'll be right back. I'm talking to my friend Max McLean. Fellowship for the Performing Arts is the organization doing all this, and we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump makes his first 2020 campaign appearance tonight in the battleground state of Wisconsin for a rally. The Badger State rally coincides with a Democratic presidential debate tonight in neighboring Iowa. The House expected to vote Wednesday to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Speaker Nancy Pelosi met privately today at the Capitol with her Democratic caucus to discuss the timetable. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell meets later with Republican senators on terms of the trial. The National Security Agency discovering a major security flaw in Microsoft's Windows 10 operating system that could allow hackers to intercept seemingly secure communications. The NSA tipped off Microsoft so that it can fix the system for everyone. The Dow is ahead 16 points, the Nasdaq down 27. This is SRN News.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Newt, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then a Lick-O-Chop.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Wow, hard to believe that's the Bee Gees, isn't
my
it?
My lover stands on
that's because it's not the Bee Gees. I'm talking to my friend Max McLean, who has produced a number of extraordinary dramas for theater. We're talking now about, we're talking about all of them. The new one is Paradise Lost, which opens tomorrow, January 15th, here in New York City, and closes on February 23rd. So you need to get that if you're in New York. But there's so many others. Max, I was mentioning Tampa, Charlotte, Fort Lauderdale, Washington, D.C., Santa Barbara, Palm Springs, Birmingham, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Dallas, Houston, Northwestern University, Colorado Springs, University of Michigan, Tulsa, Rutgers University, and Kansas City. You are everywhere, and that's just between now and April 4th with all these different things. I'm just in awe of what you've done. You were talking about adapting these things. Paradise Lost is premiering, I guess, is it not?
Yeah, it is a world premiere. This script has never been produced before. It's very accessible.
And this is tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
What time is it?
At 7 o'clock, Theater Row, 42nd and 9th.
Maybe I can go to tomorrow's premiere. Probably don't have any seats left, but it just dawned on me.
For you, we do.
That this is like, one of these things. So Wednesday, the 15th of January, is the world premiere of Paradise Lost. It's funny, whenever I think of Paradise Lost and I think of C.S. Lewis and all this different stuff, one of my favorite books in the world is Perelandra.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often thought that ought to be made into a film or into a theater production. It's very similar to Paradise Lost. Are there other works of C.S. Lewis's that you've been tempted to put on the stage?
Well, I do, since I did the Most Reluctant Convert, which tells his conversion story from his mother's death to the motorcycle ride in 1931, that doesn't really explain Lewis,
right.
How he became who he was. So
right.
I'd like to take the second half of that story, but it's much more challenging because it's not as... the conflict is not as clear. So anyway, that I'm working on that. One of the reasons I wanted to do Paradise Lost is because I read Lewis's preface to Paradise Lost, which was just it really opened up the story for me. And of course, I read Perelandra, and that is a retelling of the story where she doesn't fall.
It's amazing. I mean, the mind of Lewis, if he had done nothing but write fiction.
Mm-hmm.
He would be famous. You can forget about all the apologetics and all the... I mean, Perelandra is extraordinary. And who would think that an essay that's a preface to Paradise Lost would itself be brilliant?
It's worth reading. It's really the character development, the character studies of Lucifer, of Satan, of his henchmen, Belial, Moloch, Beelzebub, what he says about Adam and Eve really helped to tell this story. And these actors have just delved into it. You know, what's good about theater is it's not pedantic. It's not preachy. It's telling an old story. I mean, my sense is when I watched the rehearsal yesterday is that this story is so archetypically deep that people are going to kind of be stunned by it because it's, we've grown up with this story. But we've grown up with it in a kind of a little bit of a distant way.
Oh, yeah.
Here you're going to experience the actual what happens. What was the mindset when she goes to what she pushes back? No, yes, no, yes. Kind of a Sophie's Choice moment. And we seeing it. And then we ask ourselves, well, if we were in that same
position. You mean when Eve goes to reach for the fruit.
Right.
Because we know it wasn't necessarily an apple. A lot of scholars believe it was a tangelo. just kidding. No, but it's interesting that we've heard of it so much that to see it in the moment.
And what led
I'm
up
looking
to it.
Forward to this.
And what led up to it.
Right.
The how did the idea plant its head in there? And then, of course, the Genesis story doesn't give us much of a backstory.
Right.
Milton spends a lot of time exploring Lucifer's motivation and quite a bit in Eve's motivation. So to take that information and articulate it theatrically in an experiential way, not in a pedantic, preachy way,
right.
I think opens it up in a huge way for most people.
Well, and of course, Milton, Paradise Lost is not scripture, but he goes out of his way to think biblically. That's the beauty of a mind like Milton's, is that he's really trying to figure this out. This isn't for him just a poem. This is he's trying to turn into poetry what is history.
What there's a line somewhere that what was his intent was to I don't have it, but you know his purpose was to explain the ways of God to it was an apologetic.
That's the famous line. We should remember this, to justify the ways of God to man.
That's what he wanted to
do.
But what he ended up doing was, anytime you have a picture of Satan, Lucifer, Mephistopheles, Screwtape, it's largely planted more from Milton than from any other source.
Now, that I didn't know, and I'm glad to hear that, because I think we forget that a lot of the things that we assume come from Scripture don't. And we have to be very careful, because ideas just get fixed. And we know something, and then you realize, well, no, I shouldn't know that, because it's not necessarily true.
Well, I think that was the visual representation and the cunning, et cetera. That part I mean, obviously, Scripture speaks a lot about this dark power.
No doubt about it. We're going to go to break here. We're going to return with a discussion of Satan. Come to the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away. We'll be here. Max McLean is my guest. The website, quick.
CSLewisOnStage.com is easier than FPA.
CSLewisOnStage.com. Albin, I got to tell you something that's becoming a problem for me.
What?
Whenever I see a person in pain, including my family, right? Maybe they're neck pain, back pain, they're limping or something. I always go up to them and tell them about Relief Factor.
Oh,
I'm not a nosy person. I'm not a Budinsky, but sometimes I can't help myself because it's helped me. So I feel sort of obligated. I've known that it's gotten some people out of, like, it's changed their lives. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor, they send me all kinds of testimonials from people whose lives have been changed. People who, for example, couldn't even drive a car because they couldn't turn the key to start the car. They couldn't golf, or they couldn't cook because they couldn't even open a jar. I mean, it's right. But now a lot of them, their lives have been changed because they took the first step of ordering the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. So let me be a Budinsky. Are you in pain? If so, go to relieffactor.com. Folks, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I have an idea, Max, that we could do like a musical version of Paradise Lost with 70s music. Do you think we could do it like kind of a disco Paradise Lost?
I think you could do it in Eden. My understanding is Lucifer and his minion don't like music. Or they like
they
their
like
own
music.
Kind. They
no,
might
actually,
like their own kind.
I think they like disco. actually, look... We're talking about so many different things. I want people to know the website because there's all these cities across America where folks can check this stuff out. Go to cslewisonstage.com. It's all there, cslewisonstage.com. If this is coming to your city and you miss it, you're crazy. We were just talking about how Milton in many ways is responsible for the contemporary cultural view of the devil and hell and that kind of stuff. Tell us about that, because I'm not quite aware. I mean, we know this is all from Scripture, but he sort of does something with it that we've accepted as almost like, you know, the gospel truth when it's his interpretation.
Well, I don't know if it was the gospel truth so much as that he was just so literary and vivid with his with the way he planted ideas into Lucifer's mind about rebellion. I think that's probably the biggest idea, was that he is a rebel. He'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. And of course, that idea, I've often thought, I'm not particularly political, but in some ways, I think Lucifer was the first progressive. He wasn't happy. He wanted to tear things down, start over.
Well, see, that's an interesting point, because we're not trying to put down our progressive friends, but there's an idea, you get it in the French Revolution, mm-hmm. instead of saying, how can we help to make things better? It's this kind of anger that says, I want to burn it all down.
That's
I want
right.
to destroy it. And you're not really thinking about what's past that. That's when I think of the French Revolution versus the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that line, I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. You think, wow, you want to talk ego? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Like he's saying, like, no, I'm not going to serve God. I want to be God. It doesn't get more foundational than that. When you're talking about human nature, our temptations, it's dramatic. There's a line, there's a Pink Floyd lyric that I love. It's, and would you trade a walk-on part in the war for the lead role in a cage? That's, to me, the choice, right? That Satan says, I'd rather have the lead role in a cage than serve God in his war. I want my own thing. And that's what Paradise Lost is all about, and we talk about this in innumerable ways, but to actually go to the source, this is where we get
this
all
is,
that
yeah.
stuff.
And what we're trying to do is tell that 10,000-line epic poem you know, an audio book of it. It's over 10 hours.
Wow.
And
so think of the time you're saving, folks.
And you get
Nine
the story.
Hours.
You get the story in 100 minutes. And you know, to your point, what you just described is exactly what Lewis was getting at in The Great Divorce, is those who are in hell choose it. And it is this sense of want. I want my rights. I want things my way. And it's a sense of rebellion. And of course, Lewis says in Mere Christianity that this dark power that it speaks so much about was created good and went bad and rebelled, and that we live in the part of the universe that's in rebellion. And of course, back to Perelandra, you know, we are the bent planet. We are the planet that's out of alignment with the rest of the universe.
What does he call it? Maleldil? I don't even remember.
Maleldil.
It's so interesting because, yeah, in Lewis's Perelandra is Venus, which Lewis comes up with the idea that what if there were a planet where the two parents of the race don't fall? What would that look like about resisting the satanic temptation and not falling? I mean,
yeah. Temptation was there.
Oh, yeah.
And they resisted it.
Right.
Unlike ours. Right.
But, I mean, can you imagine having the chutzpah, to use a good New York word, to think, I'm going to write a novel on that idea? Like, Lewis had a mind so huge that he was able to conceive of it and then actually pull it off, which makes it, to my mind, without doubt, one of the greatest novels of the 20th century.
Yeah, and then, of course, he follows it up with That Hideous Strength, which is essentially the same, the continuation of the myth, you know,
but what he did is
he puts on this contemporary clothing that, you know, nice is, I mean, it's a satanic front.
Yeah.
And in fact, that I do wonder if that is possible for adaptation for theater.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's possible for adaptation in reality if you think of Antifa and George Soros. But don't. Just don't. CSLewisOnStage.com. That's where people can find all this stuff. And again, Paradise Lost opens tomorrow in New York City, world premiere. I'm going to try to get there. I got to figure this out. But we've got The Screwtape Letters, The Great Divorce, The Most Reluctant Convert, which is sort of an adaptation of his book, Surprised by Joy. And these are all wonderful plays. I, by now... have seen all of them. I don't know. I've missed seeing The Screwtape Letters. It's like bizarre to me because that's the one that's been around
the longest. Yeah,
the longest. So, are you thinking of adapting anything right now? Is there anything burning in your mind to
just
adapt?
The one I mentioned about the continuation of the convert story? What happens? How did Lewis
the
become,
rest of his life?
Well, the point between his conversion in 33. Till the writing of Mere Christianity in 40 is so, I mean, you know, he went from being a new believer in 1931, excuse me, he was 32 years old, to being asked by the BBC in 1940.
Yeah.
In that 9-year period.
Right.
What happened there? Because that's key.
That's
a really key period there.
I just want to see his long walk on Addison's walk with Tolkien and Dyson.
Right.
I want to see that dramatized. And I remember, again, we're not going to tell the story, but I remember meeting you weirdly on Addison's walk while you're working on memorizing
Most Reluctant
something.
Convert.
It's just so crazy. Yeah. I came out of the swamp soaking wet. It's a weird story. We're out of time, but Max McLean, congrats on what you're doing. I want to tell people, go to cslewisonstage.com. There is so much good stuff here all around the country. If you can't get to one of these cities, tell your relatives, tell your friends. This is not being done elsewhere, folks. C.S. Lewis on stage, spectacular stuff. Max, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Superbeta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump holds a political rally tonight while Democrats face off in their final debate before the Iowa caucuses. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
This evening's rally will mark the president's first 2020 appearance in the battleground state of Wisconsin. His selection of Milwaukee is no accident. The city will host the Democrats' national convention this summer. The Trump rally also comes on the same night that six Democratic hopefuls take to the debate stage in Des Moines. It's the last debate before the Iowa caucuses in 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House expected to vote Wednesday to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Speaker Nancy Pelosi met privately today at the Capitol with her Democratic caucus to discuss the timetable. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell meets later with Republican senators on terms of the upcoming trial. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Okay, ready? Okay. First of all,
yes.
We got some cool stuff coming up. I say this to everybody. I'm begging you, sign up for my weekly newsletter. You got to go to ericmetaxas.com. Folks, please, if you're not signed up, because there's so much good stuff, we put it all in the newsletter. There's no way to get this information to you.
Right.
You're just going to miss amazing stuff. For example, this Friday, the author of Campus Land, a brilliantly funny, well-written, like prophetic almost,
yeah,
book.
Well, both except you and I are both reading it, so it's funny.
It is fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Scott Johnston is going to be on this program. He and I both went to Yale, and so the novel, Campus Land, is kind of like Yale of today.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Yeah. He's going to be on this Friday. Mark Halperin, not to be confused with the writer Mark Halperin. Mark Halperin, who's a veteran of news journalism, will be talking current events with us this Thursday. Tomorrow we talk to Votestradamus himself, Kevin McCullough. And I hope we have Meg Meeker, who has written a book, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. She is fantastic. So we got great, great, great stuff coming up this week. I want to remind you before we go, CSI. We are continuing our campaign with CSI. Some of you have been incredibly generous. Anybody who gives $250 automatically gets two subscriptions to Metaxas Super,
right?
Which means no commercials, okay? So you can listen to this program with zero commercials. Also, you get a signed copy of my new book, Donald Builds the Wall. Okay, signed copy.
A prophetic book.
A prophetic book. But yes. but if you give $250, you don't just get those things. You free a person out of slavery.
That's
folks,
right.
I don't know what you're doing with your money. It's God's money. When you spend it, you got to be careful. You got to think, what am I doing with this money? It doesn't mean you can't spend on yourself, but if you have enough to give anything, much less $250 or more, to CSI, I want to encourage you to metaxastalk.com. I want to give you that phone number just because a lot of people prefer to call. But I want to say, it doesn't get a lot better than this. If you want to send your money forward to heaven, right? Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. He didn't say, forget about treasure. He said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. How do you do that? By giving to eternal things. So that money, the dirty money that we have here, is spent in a way that when you get to heaven, it's waiting there for you as an eternal reward. That's an important concept. What are we doing with our money? Are we using it for God's purposes? I'm telling you, it can't get clearer than this. So the phone number, by the way, you can go to metaxastalk.com. That's real easy, metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner. But if you want to call, you can do it right now. Please do. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. I'll give it to you again, 888-253-3522. Please, folks, I want everyone to participate. Doesn't matter what you give. Anybody who gives anything, you give $20, $25, $50, whatever you give, you are entered to win five of these grand prizes. We're doing that all again for this month, okay? We did it in December. We're doing it all over again. This is not part of that whole thing. Those prizes have been awarded. We'll mention those winners again on this program in case you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
And 888-253-3522. Please do it today. And anybody who buys anything from MyPillow.com, do not forget to use the code ERIC, E-R-I-C, ERIC, E-R-I-C. Please tell your friends, MyPillow.com. Use the discount code ERIC. Thanks for listening. I don't care what they meant.